In this segment, the Chafetz Chaim discusses several well-known misconceptions concerning Lashon Hara. For the person who says, this is not Lashon Hara, she will never get back to the subject. What's halacha? What do you say, Chanan? If you say, not good. I said, it's not good.
He's inviting you to a session of Moshe Haran.
Yeah.
It's never ending.
Right. Even if in reality the report will never get back to the subject, it's still forbidden, and it's Lashon Hara in the full sense. The second misconception is, one of the primary excuses for speaking Lashon Hara. That what? What's the next excuse? See, this is a Lashon Hara. Even if he were here, I would say the same exact thing in front of him. It's even worse, Chafetz Chaim says.
I always hear, this is true, so there it's not
Lashon Hara. Or sometimes people say, this is true, so it's not Lashon Hara.
That is Lashon Hara.
It is Lashon Hara. Unfortunately for the speaker, according to Allah, this excuse is entirely unacceptable. By making such statements in the subject presence, the speaker would transgress the additional sin of causing hurt through words and possibly the grievous sin of embarrassment as well. Chafetz Chaim writes, however, there are a few cases of statements where the subject's reaction is taken into account. For example, someone says, Miriam is going to be late for our meeting. A woman tells her co-worker. The statement seems to do nothing more than convey a simple fact. No judgments have been spoken as what whether or not it is bad that she's late. Chafetz Chaim says whether or not such a statement is permissible will depend on the subject, how the subject would react if it was said in her presence. So therefore, we take into the manner in which the statement was given over, the tone of voice, the body motion, etc., just to see how it was spoken out. Good. If the statement is said in a negative way, it is obviously forbidden. An example will be if the woman speaks in anger, a tinged tone that is filled with frustration. Miriam is going to be late to our meeting. And then she rolls her eyes upward to complete the message of displeasure. So that you see is not like, it's probably going to be Lashon Hara. The ultimate Lashon Hara barometer is one simple criteria. The statement comes across as derogatory, the Torah demands restraint. That's to say, it's best to Hashem from.
So what should a person do if they're saying the statement?
So say it in a nice way. Say, oh, by the way, this person's going to be late without rolling your eyes. That's saying with the anger.
And don't move any
to say yes, say it nicely.
Well, try next time.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Now, you like to the first time. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're up to the Mishnah. We're starting a new Mishnah. The new Mishnah on Daf Testament Base 9b, we're holding now about like 10 lines to the top, where it says Mishnah. Mishnah. You ready, Rav Shlomo? Ready for the new Mishnah? You ready, Rav Nachman? Testament New Mishnah. Can I set up for this one? Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Hasuma, what's a Suma? Besides for a type of wrestler, it's a Suma is a blind person. Because he's blind, that means, what's a Suma? A Suma is a blind person. A Suma in a gullah. A blind person who obviously he killed by mistake. In a gullah, he does not go to gullahs. Even if he killed by mistake, he's not going to go to Golos. Tibre Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And we're going to see in the Gemara why he understands this. Where he understands, what's his sword says, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
Okay, does anyone have a machine gun and I'll just have one of target practice outside?
That's the not responsible. There's no gully, not Golos. Rameir says, Rameir says, no, you do go to Golos. So according to Rameir, it's not a good idea. Rameir says, no, even if someone is blind and they kill by mistake, they still go to God. Right, Rabbi Yosef?
Right.
Blind man still goes to God. Fine, that's halacha number one in the Mishnah. That's the first rule of our Mishnah. About a blind man, Rabbi Yehuda says, you go to God. Rameir says, no, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no God. You walk. No God. Rameir says, no, you go to God. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly the explanation. Now it gets a little more complicated. What happens if you have a hater, Hasonis, someone who hates his friend, and he says that he accidentally killed him. What's the halacha? In a garland. Then he does not go to Galus. That is the opinion, that's the Tanakam, Shita number one. If you have Mr. Reuben, who hates Shimon, now the rabbi says, what does it mean you hate somebody? If you didn't speak to him for 3 days, or the other, Achrayim said, the other Shitas are, that everybody knows that you're trying to snitch on this guy. You're always trying to give this guy's name over to the, you know, higher authorities. He's trying to snitch on him. That's another pshat. So I don't when they say, yes, you're not sure you could even talk to the guy in 3 days. It's much stricter. I mean, you're having beef with the guy. Basically, you're trying to snitch on him. You want to put him away. You want to put him behind bars. That's the same. But let's say Reuben, he hates somebody. He hates him. Reuben hates Shimon. What's the halacha? In a gerla. Reuben hates Shimon. And now Reuben kills him and he claims it's by mistake. Halacha is, in a gerla, you don't go to Galus. That's the Tana Kama. Why? We'll see in the Gemara why. The Pasuk says you can't hate him. Because we have a slight reason to believe that it was really on purpose. It was premeditated, so therefore we're not going to let you get off so easily with Galus. We don't give you Galus. Galus is too easy to you.
Yeah, it's in the accident to make it look like it was an accident.
Right. And he claims it was an accident. Then in a Galus. Rabbi Yaisi says the opposite extreme. He says, no, the opposite. Hasan is someone who hates someone and he kills him, his friend. He kills his friend and he claims it's by mistake. Nerak, he gets killed. Why? Because he is like a mu'ud, he's like he was forewarned. Meaning like this. If Reuben kills his friend, if Reuben hates Shimon, he kills Shimon. And he claims it was by mistake. Nachon? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? The Tanakama say, what's the halacha? What's the Tanakama say? According to Tanakama, Reuben hates his Shimon, and he kills him. Tanakama says, ain't no gold. Tanakama. Ain't no gold. What did he say? He doesn't go to Golos. Did he say we kill him?
Yes.
Tanakama? You already read it? No, not that's later. Not in the Tanakama. That's going to be in the. You're already jumping. You're ready. That's exciting. Reb Shimon. First, Hasani, what's the sign? First, the Tanakama. There's a very important difference between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. That's what I wanted to point it out. That, according to Tanakama, you don't go to Golos. Why? Because we think it was premeditated, but you were never forewarned, so we can't kill you. So therefore, you walk. Now, what happens if Reuben kills Shimon on purpose? Well, he has no one warns him. Could that's to kill him? No. So you walk. Nachon? So Reuben killed Shimon, and he claims it was by mistake. We don't believe him. We think it was on purpose, right? But we can't kill him because we have no witnesses, and we have no. He was never warned. Like I said, you can't go to Galus because we think it was on purpose. We can't kill you because you weren't warned. Therefore, you walk. That's Tanakam. We're
but
stuck.
When he comes to an early death,
wow. Fine, Shah will take care of him. Best thing, can't take care of him. That's the Tanakam. We can't kill you and we can't put you in Galus. Therefore, walk. That's what it means. That's the, according to Tanakam. Saina, the one who's Saina in a Galus, doesn't go to Galus because we think you did it on purpose. And you weren't warned. Therefore, we can't kill you. Because Rabbi Yisrael says, no, I think we can kill you. You know what? Rabbi Yisrael, I'm married. Hassan is someone who hated his friend and he killed him. Nerag, we could kill him. Ah, he never had a warning. You always need to be warned. The Pnei, because Shehu Kibur, he's like, he was ready for a warning. Why? What's the point of warning again? What's warning again? Warning again is all of a sudden one day he gets heated up and it's heated and all of a sudden he wants to kill Shimon. He has to be warned that don't kill him. If Reuben hates Shimon, he's probably thinking about killing him for a few days. It's not like, oh, you know, just he got upset for 1 minute. You have to warn him. And therefore, it was a premeditated act. Therefore, we could kill Reuben for killing Shimon. Got that, Chana? Usually, why can't we kill... If Reuben kills Shimon on purpose, why can't we kill Reuben? Because we're saying, if they warn him, we don't know it wasn't premeditated. He's just angry for a few minutes.
Time, thought about it,
and He's ready for it. He got there, Aaron. In the case
therefore,
weird,
then you would kill him.
Oh, see, even if he wasn't really warned, he's considered to be forewarned. Since he's hating him, he's probably, you know, busy making plans for a long time. It was premeditated, and therefore you're ready. It's like you were warned, and therefore Bestin has the right to kill you, Mr. Hater. Good. That's
later we see another option. That they can't kill him. Or much later.
Yeah.
You see much later that you can, that they can give him to the hand of the Golem Dom. The Bestin can't kill him.
Uh-huh. But here we're saying they could kill him. Here, if Shimmer Bestin is so strong, so maybe it's not a comedy to do that. But here, Bestin is so strong. Erbis says, Mamish, in this case, we can even kill him. He's already considered forewarned. That's his consider, because you're a hater. You for sure it's premeditated. It was all planned out. You had the whole plan. I'm going to go on the ladder. I'm going to leave this by mistake. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to crash into it by mistake. Head on collision. He worked out the whole thing. So therefore, we could even be so strict and even kill Reuven. Even though Reuven screamed it was by mistake, he's in court. He screamed it was by mistake. If you hated him, Festa has a right to assume, or the full right to assume that it was not by mistake. Okay? There's more chance to believe that it was on purpose than it was by mistake. We're going to kill you. Right? So Reuven comes to court. They say, why did you kill this guy? He said it was by mistake. He said, have a nice time. Everybody knows you hate this guy. Have a nice time. You're getting killed. That is the us. So let's see the top Rashi on Roshita's Rebbe. Yeah, see? Right? Well, let's see the top Rashi on Amud. Tesla Bez. What does the top Rashi say? The Pneishu Kamun. He is like his fourth master. It's Kimusra Allah. It's like he was like Kimusra, like he was warned on it, not to kill his friend. For everyone, he transgressed this Al Hasra on the warning. Why? The Vadek, because certainly the Da'as Hargu, he killed him with Da'as, he killed him intentionally. So therefore, we have the right even to kill Reuven. So we have two extremes. Tanakama says, we don't go to Gullus. We can't kill you because we're not sure it was on purpose. We don't know if you were never warned. Rabbi says, no, we're sure that it was on purpose. Therefore, we could kill you. Good, so we have Tanakama and Rabbi Yisrael. So come to the third opinion. My name is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Neimer, it depends. So you have to take it case by case. Don't give such general rules. Depends. You can have a hater who goes to Gullus, like we're going to say in a second. If the story seemed that it was a mistake, that scenario, then you could go to Gullus, even if you're a hater. There is a hater who could even go to Gullus if he killed his friend. There is someone who hates their friend. That he will not go to Gullus. And he also won't get killed. That's what Rashi says. He means there is a sign that goes to Gullus. And there will also be a hater that wouldn't go to Gullus. Not that we'd kill him. He's not being as extreme as Rabbi Yossi. They're saying we'll kill him. He's saying either he'll go to Gullus or he won't all her walk. Depends. Instead, he's not saying like Rabbi Yossi that either he'll go to Gullus or he'll kill you. He's not being that extreme. Sometimes he'll go to Gullus, sometimes he won't go to Gullus. Zach, well, this is the rule. Had Kol Shehu Yachalern. Whenever we could say, well, Da'as Hara, that intentionally he killed intentionally, then if we could assume from our assessment that it was done on purpose, Inagala, you don't go to Gullus. No. Rashi said we don't kill him. Inagala, which means, even though it could have been it was on purpose, but you were never warned, so we can't kill you. You were never really warned. He doesn't look for B.A.C. that you were considered forewarned. That's what Rashi says. We don't kill you. Kushalala das, but if it was, it seems to us, it was unintentional, how ready to go, you go to Gullus. So what's he saying? He's saying it depends on the scenario. Again, depends on the scenario. If we seems to us the story was it was totally by mistake, then what? Then you could go to Gullus. Right? If it seems to us it was on purpose, you don't go to Gullus. Here in Menachem, we try to assess the situation.
Yeah.
But so what's the two choices? Either if we think it was by mistake he would go to Gullus. But if not, then even if we assume there's intention, we won't kill you because we weren't warned. Nachon? Sure, our girl agrees. I mean, Rabbi Yossi is the only one who's very extreme to say, even you're considered forewarned, we'll kill you. Nachon? Rabbi Yossi, the middle sheep said, since you were a hater, you probably mean premeditated. if you kill the guy on purpose, we're going to kill you. So it was like you were forewarned. It was all prevented. That was extreme. Tanakh Rav Shimon says either you'll go to Golis or you'll walk. If it was by mistake, what will happen, Rabbi Aaron? If we assume it's by mistake, what happens to the guy? If we assume it's by mistake.
If we assume it's by mistake.
But if we assume that it was on purpose, then we can't, well, you'll walk, because we can't kill you. Because it wasn't free, you weren't warned. The Torah says to be warned. So again, we have a three-way machlokes in our Mishnah. We had a Tanakama, who said, right, a hater who killed his friend. Right, what does the Tanakama say? Hater who killed his friend. Rav Ram, what's the halacha? In a gola, nothing happens. Walk. Okay. We assume it's on purpose. You weren't warned, so walk. Comes Rav Yossi. Yeah? Chana, what does Rav Yossi say? Rav Yossi comes and says what? Rav Yossi says that what? Rav Yossi says? What's the middle sheet to Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi says that you get killed because you were warned. You were ready forewarned. That's Rav Yossi. He's the most strict. Rav Yossi said, it's like we warned you. Even though you weren't warned, the Torah said to kill someone if they warn him. We assume you did it on purpose and you're forewarned, kill you. Comes Rav Shimon says, no, it depends, relax. It depends on the scenario. If we assess it was by mistake, even though Reuben hated Shimon with all his guts, still, if we assess the situation still was by mistake, then you go to Golis. Right? If we assess it on purpose, then we'll leave you. Then since you weren't warned, you'll walk, because you might say you weren't warned by us. Good? What do you say, Rabbi Ram?
Shimon's always getting killed, so he says sometimes they get away, sometimes they don't.
Shimon. Shimon.
Reuben's always killing
him. Rabbi Shimon, you know, he's like, stay. He's like, you know, we're trying to figure out the situation. Ah. That's what Rav Shimon says. Hail the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, good. Let's see Rashi, HaKadosh. Let's see the second line of Rashi. Sometimes you could have an enemy who's someone who killed his enemy. They don't go to Golis. Now Rashi makes sure to tell us right away. V'loy now, you also don't get killed. And Rav Shimon, his scenario of no Golis is also no Golis and don't get killed. Not like Rabbi. Kol Hariga. Any killing that you're able to say al hariga is on this killing, that it was with intention, right? Then in a girl, you don't go to Golis. If we could assess that it was done with das, you don't go to Golis. Why? Because he is suspected on this. Meaning, if you're not a hater, right? Then we'll tell you if it was, you tell us it was by mistake, even though it looks like it could have been on purpose, we'll let you go. It was a hater that we suspect you already. So if it could be on purpose, we'll tell you don't go to Golis. Shalala das harak. If it seems to us he killed him unintentionally without das, shariga zu vade shalala das. When this killing was certainly without intention, she'ein adam yachal lemer aleh. No one could say la dasa. No one could certainly say it was intentional. What Rashi just gave us the thing. Rabbi Yossi, how do you tell me if it was intentional or not intentional? Yeah, but in this case, you're not going to start. The guy killed Mishagi. He's killed Mishagi. So how do we know this Reuben hated Shimon? So how do we...
It's something that's so provable. Has to be so provable that it's Shogi that a person couldn't have done it immediately.
Oh, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, She'ein adam yachal lemer ledas. No one could say that it was done intentionally. If no one in the right mind will tell you it's done intentionally, then it's called a shaggy. Anything beyond.
You can't even do it.
Yeah, but
like, maybe.
Yeah.
Able to make
shaggy
happen. Yeah,
if you're like this, then yeah. If you're like the whole situation, like a total.
Like a domino effect.
Yeah,
like
something
being
like that.
Struck by lightning.
You can't do that on purpose.
Yeah, like someone did that to you. Like someone took lightning and struck it on your head. Like a guy pushed you out the door. The guy pushes enemy out the door, and that minute the lightning struck him.
Right. That's
right. So then you push him into the lightning. Let's say the lightning bolt just happened to drop that second. The minute you pushed him, he came to your house, you pushed him out the door.
That's not because it's not like the Zarek Evan was just around.
Fine.
He's not the Zarek.
You didn't see. It was a total shaggy. It couldn't happen. You didn't know Bukhal, he was there. Let's say you were driving a car, you crashed into a car, you didn't even know the guy was sleeping in the back seat. You had no clue he was in the back seat. Smashed into the car, killed the guy. He happens to be your enemy. So if no one in the right mind would say, you could have known the guy was in there.
In the trunk.
Yeah, the guy in the trunk. You would have known that your friends say, you knew he was a little crazy, but you didn't know like how weird he was. Like he had a car in the trunk. And he smashed into the guy. The guy's the short stop by red light. He smashed into him, you kill your friend. You kill your enemy. Fine, that's
the and he's there and
killed
him and smashed
his
car from him.
Fine, so that went up. Fine, you're right. If we can't prove that it was not an accident, if we could prove clearly that it was.
Billy Das, not
the show. No, fine, it's Billy Das.
You're
the
one that damaged
his
car, not the guy.
I'm stuck. Once you have a case, everyone think about the case. If something to think about when you're trying to fall asleep. How could you kill it? How could you kill your enemy with a way that it will seem like for sure it was by mistake? How can you make do with that scenario? Kill an Arab, and for sure everyone would think it was by mistake. I don't mean terrorist.
Do what they do to us. Cut their gas lines.
So do that.
That happened in our neighbor's building.
So how could you do that? That's the shaila. How is it possible? You have to do something to the guy that for sure was a shaggy.
Right into a custom. The
Arab, don't
be shaggy.
Not for sure.
I think they're
Istanbul.
Yeah,
Hashem is doing it. Surely
that's a person in the right mind wouldn't
hurt a person. So we're saying like this. What does the Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon is like this. If it's clear to us beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was by mistake, that Reuven killed his enemy, that the mistake is clear to us, it had to be by mistake, then you'll go to Galus. If it's not clear to us, not crystal clear, then we're going to tell you to take a walk because we're going to assume it was on purpose. We can't kill you because you weren't warned. Right? You weren't warned. Right? It doesn't hold the Rav Yezi's whole lamdas. It's like you warned because you for sure thought about it. It's premeditated. It doesn't hold that fancy lamdas like Rav Yezi.
You have to have Avis to be warned,
right? Not according to Rav Yezi, according to everybody else. But Rav Yezi says, in this scenario, you don't have to. Because since you hated the guy, you considered that you were forewarned. Because what's the pshat of the people warning you? First of all, it's not just something you need the Avis to warn you. Even one warning is good.
You learned it before.
Even one
Avis. Whether it's the Avis that actually.
The other people.
I said it could be a
different.
Demon in the ground.
We don't care.
The best thing to kill a person once in 100 years is something
that's
not so simple.
That's so simple. But we're saying over here that they would anyway. That's what we're saying over here. Of course, we're saying over here that. Fine. So currently we have three shittas, right? One according to the Tanakhama, he says we don't give ghosts. The Tanakhama says walk in every scenario. Walk. Good.
Right, but just because he gets to walk, quote unquote,
of course
doesn't
not.
Mean he's going to not have an early death.
Right, for sure.
There's,
saying
there's heart attacks and there's cancer. Cancer's probably the worst possible thing. Radiation, surgery, and chemotherapy. Something that's not pleasant.
Right. Okay. Hashem can take care of him. The best thing can't come. So Hashem will take care of him. Hashem takes care of him. If he does tshuva, he'll be able to tshuva. So we're saying now that. That's the three shittas in our mission. Good.
Three shittas you're saying is Rabbi Yossi and the two Rabbi Shimon.
Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakhama says that we don't give the guy galus and we don't kill him. We assume it was on purpose. We don't give him galus, but we don't kill him because he wasn't warned. Good. Tanakhama says we don't kill him and he doesn't go to galus. Comes Rabbi Yossi and says that we do kill him because we assume it was on purpose. And he's considered forewarned. Since he was his enemy, he was for sure premeditated. We do kill him. Come here, Shimon says, depends, relax. Depends. Take it case by case. If it looks like it was by mistake, then you could give him galus. If you're not clear it was a mistake, then he has to. Then he should walk. Then we'll assume it's on purpose. But since he didn't get warned, he'll take a walk. That is going to be the three-way machlekes in our mission.
The Tanakhama say that we kill him.
No. But again, Tanakhama.
Hashanah
ain't a galus. Does not go to galus, but we don't kill him. He doesn't go to galus because we assume it was on purpose. It's not by mistake, it's not purpose. But we can't kill you because you weren't warned.
Right. Rabbi Yossi's warning that someone hates and kills.
Now, Rag, he does get killed. Why? Because We'll read the Mishnah again. Let's read the Mishnah inside again. Go back inside to the Mishnah with full force. Let's say the Mishnah. There's two scenarios in the Mishnah. We talked about a blind man. There's two people arguing, and then we have a three-way argument referring to a hater. Let's see the Mishnah inside again. Hastuma, a blind man, in a Gola, he does not go to Golas. Tivrei Rabbi Yehuda. Tivrei Yehuda, right? Hastuma does not go to Golas, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Right? If he's a blind man, he doesn't go to Golas. A blind man who killed mistakenly does not go to Golas. The mayor of Mermay says, no, Gola, you do go to Golas. That's the first argument. Argument number one. Got that, Rabbi Shlomo? Argument number one is, if a blind man kills by mistake, does he go to Golas or not? Good? That's argument number one. Pretty clear, Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, Golas, Rabbi Meir says no Golas. Who comes, the Mishnah says, now we're going to have a three of machlokes regarding a hater. You have a Reuven who hates Shimon, right? You have a case of Reuven who hates Shimon, and he says he mistakenly killed him. We ask Reuven, you killed your enemy Shimon? He said, yes, but it was by mistake. Now what do we do? That's a three machlokes. And the comments are saying that, what did he say? Ain't no girl, you don't go to Golas. And you all, because we assume it was done on purpose. Correct? You do not go to Golas because we assume it was done on purpose. And Rashi, we also, that's Rashi in the second line says, the low narrow, we also don't kill you. Right, Hanan? We don't go to Golas because it was on purpose. We don't kill you either because you weren't warned. We can't kill you. So you'll walk because Golas, we can't give you Golas. That is the Tanaka. Yes, there's no. Yes, has Saina. Someone who hates someone. Nerak, we can't kill you because we assume it was not our purpose. A Saina Nerak, someone who hates his friend, we assume it was our purpose. Ah, you were never warned. Says no. But Peneshahu, Kibbuad, it's like you were warned. So you did it on purpose. And it says if you were forewarned, then therefore we'll kill you. That is going to be Rabbi Yossi. He's saying a whole one, but since it was premeditated, therefore we'll kill you. That's Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Comes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, depends, relax, depends on the scenario. If you go to Golas or not, it'll depend on the scenario. In Tanakam, you tell you never go to Golas. I'm arguing you. Sometimes you go to Golas, sometimes you walk. Yesh Simon Gaila. There is a hater who will go to Golas. The Yesha, there is a hater Shein Gaila. Right, which means there is a hater that will assume it was by mistake. Therefore, you will go to Golas. And there is a hater that doesn't go to Golas. So we assume it was on purpose. So you don't go to Golas and we can't kill you because we weren't warned. How does it work? Zachal, this is the rule. Kol shehu yachal loymar, if we are able to say, leda'as harag, that you were killed intentionally, if we could assume your story you were killed intentionally. A second.
Call in every situation
where every killing that we're able to say, well, that's all right, you killed with intent, then anyway, you don't go to Golas, we can't send you to Golas. If we're able to assess the situation, we say you did it on purpose, you cannot go to Golas. We're very sorry, you can't go to Golas. However, shaloyla da'as harak, if we could assume, or we assess, you killed without us, you killed by mistake, then harizah gol, then you do go to gol. That is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. He take everything step by step. That's the Shimon Bar Yochai's method. Take every person who they are. Don't just give rules. I see every person. The rule is, yes, he's here. What's the rule? What's Rabbi Shimon's rule? The rule is take every situation into consideration. There's no rule. This guy, the Rosh, okay, the Tzaddik. The rule is, there's no rules. That's the rule. It's roulette. Take a look at every situation. That's true. You got to look at the situation. Okay, we give some bread. That is going to be Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Baruch Hashem. Uzeh has learned a Mishnah and that's Testament Av. Now, they will even Uzeh has learned a Gemara. Yet, now what is the Gemara start? Tana Rabbana. What's it going back on?
On
the blind person, the first case in the Mishnah goes in order of the Gemara's usually. It's going back in the first case. What do we say in the Mishnah again? Chana, what do we say? A blind person who killed mistakenly. What's that lacha?
There's two different
opinions. Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda says that he doesn't go to
Golas,
and Rabbi Meir says that he does go to
Golas. Good. Rabbi Yehuda says no Golas, Rabbi Meir says there is Golas. So Tana Rabbah. We're bringing that to Bryson now. What's the source for this argument? The pasuk says b'loy ra'ais. What does the pasuk say? A person killed without a seeing. Nachon? The Torah says if Reuben killed Shimon without seeing, and he killed him mistakenly without seeing, then you go to galus. Comes in where it makes a drasha. Prat to the conclusion of l'suma to a blind man. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. How did Yehuda just get that from the pasuk? Rabbi, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, you kill someone without seeing, you go to galus. Without seeing.
Without seeing him.
One second. One second. The lawyer asked me.
If you have a fancy Gemara, you inside.
No, you're saying good. You're saying "valor is" means what? If you interpret the pasuk, what does it mean? Rabbi, what does it mean? What is the pasuk? You have a fancy gemara, you have pasukim on the side or no? You have pasukim on the side of your gemara. But in three on the pasuk base on the side of your gemara. Got it? No. You have a fancy gemara. Oh, b'chol Evan. If you kill,
it means
the other way. It means like this: if Reuben kills Shimon with a stone, right, without seeing, Reuben did not see Shimon when he was doing target practice. And did not see Shimon passing by. Reuben's doing target practice. Yeah, he's trying to get pulled out. He's trying to learn how to, when he needs to, you know, do it on somebody else. So he's doing target. He feels it's very necessary to do target practice in case he needs it. It's rock throwing. So he's in like rock throwing school. And he's trying to do target practice. Now, he didn't see his friend Shimon walking by. He's like, oh, I didn't know this became like, you know, this is your practicing zone. So then Shimon walks by. Then Reuben goes to golf. So what is this thing? If you're throwing stones and you didn't see Shimon, then you go to galus, right? So what's our drasha? What do you mean you didn't see Shimon? It sounds like you usually can see, but in this scenario you didn't see. Then halacha is you go to galus, right? By accident, right? If you usually see, just today you didn't see, then you go to galus. So exclusion of who? Exclusion of a blind man who could never see. He does not go to galus. That's what Rabbi Yehuda wants to say. Okay, the drasha? I think if the person, if you're throwing a rock for your friend and you happen not to see in this situation, then you go to galus. Exclusion of a blind man who could never see. Let's see the top. Let's see the first rashi on the Gemara. Three narrow lines down. Let's see rashi. It's pretty near me. Okay, pick on you. Lower us. Prat, lachas. What does it say? Nach, we got to Rashi. What does Rashi say? Three narrow lines down. Below is prat l'suma. We're saying it excludes a suma. A blind man does not go to galus. What? The mashma, we understand Khan from here. Loira, the mashma is mashed like this. Khan over here in this scenario, loira, he didn't see. Aval, however, roya b'makam acha, he could see in another place. So what's that? That's practice, the exclusion of a summa, she'ina rebbe shumakum, cannot see in any place. Because this guy was throwing, and he happened to not see in this scenario. That's the pasuk says. What is it? Who's it calling to exclude? A blind person who can never see, he won't go to galus. That's the drasha for the pasuk. That's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Let's go back into the Gemara. What? So everything. All the Rashi. Let's see the Gemara again. Tana Rabbana. We looked at the Bryce. The pasuk says below your eyes that if you kill Shimon without seeing him, then you go to galus. Prat is excluding with someone's excluding a blind man. It's excluding a blind man. That he will never go to galus because he's never able to see. That is Pshat near Meir and Rebbe says no. The opposite. Below your eyes, Larabbas is asuma. The pasuk says you didn't see. It's going to include a blind man. That even a blind man who can't see, he also has to go to galus. Is that good? What did everybody say that this drasha? What do you say about Aaron? What's Rabbi Yehuda? What does the pasuk tell me? The pasuk says, if you have to be in the scenario you couldn't see, and you kill somebody by mistake, then you go to God. Well, let's say you could never see. There's no God. It's only if in this situation you couldn't see, you go to God. Right, Menachem? If today you can't see because the guy you walked by, you didn't see him, then you go to God. The conclusion.
But if you normally can't see,
then you never go to God. You can't see, you won't go to God. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what are you talking about? I hold the opposite. The fact that Torah said you can't see, Reuven killed his friend Shimon by mistake without seeing. So even a blind man who never could see, he also could go to God. So that's my place between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. That's between the two of these rabbis. That's the machlokes right now. What does it want to say? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda want to understand from the psukim that a blind person does not go to God? Because the pasuk says, "Va'asher yava," when your friend comes, "Va'asher yava esrei'ehu v'yar." Because what does the pasuk say? In a different pasuk, it's referring to someone who killed by mistake and you go to Golos, saying if you were chopping one of the trees in the forest and your friend came in, so what does that mean? Afilu suma.
Whoever, basically anyone.
Yeah, anyone.
If the pasuk says whoever, basically, which is, could be anybody, blind person, crippled person, whatever they may be, born blind.
Perfectly healthy person.
Perfectly healthy person.
All encompassing.
Correct. So from there, you understand that a blind person is chayiv. Fine. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Hashem is Rabbi Yehuda. Feel soon. Fine. Maybe we'll stop again this tomorrow to try to
do it
tomorrow.
That's it. That's it. It's like battle royale. And
go further.
Okay.
This guy want to go further. Okay. They want to go further. Okay. Let's go. They want to go further. Tzadik want to go further. So what's going on here? So you're talking about Blurry Eyes Prat Lusu with the Rabbi Yehuda. May I have a Prat Lusu about Lusu? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's that? Rabbi Yehuda. The Chassid Pasuk says, "Vasher Yavas Re'ewei." When your friend comes into the thing and he kills you, didn't say not a blind man. It's all inclusive. Even if you're blind, and you kill someone by mistake, you go to Golos. That's what the first pasuk would tell me. Also, the second pasuk that told me that you couldn't see him came and told me again if you couldn't see. I already found some of the first pasuk, a blind man is included. You told me any person who kills another person by mistake goes to Golos. Is a blind man included?
Yeah.
You told me anybody. Yeah. So why again you said reiterate, by the way, again you're telling me, by the way, if you couldn't see, you go to Golos. Even a blind man goes to Golos. I know that from the beginning of the pasuk. It was all inclusive. He was included in it. So what has the work always? The rule is always, the Ramban explained to me that there's always a rule, which we are going to bring down later, that's called a riboy achar riboy. The Ramban is going to bring down the opposite later. You have a positive and a positive. You know the positive and a positive equal? A negative.
Even
the Gemara. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, the Gemara is going to say later on, the end of the Gemara, negative and negative equal a positive. The Rabban says, here the Gemara is understanding that a positive and a positive equal a negative. Which means, I have one positive which included a blind man. Now I have a second positive which included a blind man. So why do I need two psukim to include a blind man? It must be trying to declude him. Try to exclude him.
Wow.
Right? Why do I need two psukim to teach me a blind man is chayav to go to Golos? The rule is in riboy acha riboy elamai. If you have a riboy inclusion and you're included again, it's coming to exclude. That's the Ramban explained. So I have one positive told me everyone who kills goes to Golos. Is a blind man included? Yes. Then he's telling me, by the way, even if you can't see, you go to Golos. So why do I need to tell it to me again? You're already in the first general rule. So the rule is, if you have a positive and then positive, it's really kind of telling me negative. To teach me a blind man does not go to Golos. That's where Yehuda gets this from. Good? So that's Pshat so far in Rabbi Yehuda. That's the way the Ramban explains. Because let's read the Gemara inside again. My time to Rabbi Huda. What's pshat of my time to Rabbi Huda? What's pshat of Rabbi Huda? Right, we're holding the third line to the Gemara. Stichsid at one pasuk says Vasher Yovel Esrei Neubayar. Your friend comes into the forest, which means Afilu Sumi, even the blind man is included in there. Also,
yeah.
Comes another pasuk of Beloy Ra'ois. Another pasuk kind of tells me that even if you can't see, you still go to Galus, which is another included to tell him included. Mate, that really what that's doing to me is telling me to exclude it. Because a reboy and a reboy tell me exclude. A reboy and a reboy make a mute. Good, that's what Rabban explains so far. Rabbi Yehuda, Shkaya, first we got a mute. Let's go there. Everybody wants to go further. Don't stop, go further. Rameyer Amir, what's Rameyer hold? Rameyer says, no, relax. I agree to you to one thing. So when the pasuk says below your eyes, it would tell me Lamai. Fine, we'll see Rameyer tomorrow. We get to see Rameyer tomorrow. At least we got a Yehuda today.
Yeah.
A positive equals a negative.
You're going to learn right now that a negative means
a positive. Come on, Rameyer's going to come.
Right,
Rameyer's going to say, no, the opposite. Negative, positive. What are you doing?
Tomorrow.
Evolve.
Fuck, Shabtai.